Raven and the Flood, written by William Harriman, illustrated by Terry Herman. Raven and the Flood. Long time ago, before the world was as we know it now, there was a great storm. Blades of lightning cut through the sky, thunder shook the ground, the rain fell and kept falling for 80 days and 80 nights. The rain fell day and night, the water kept rising. Rivers flowed over the banks, lakes rose and drove people from their homes. The ocean swelled and large waves flooded small towns near the coast. People feared that if it rained, did not stop, there would be no land left. A wise sea captain with a very large boat took action. He collected his crew and invited their families on the boat. Before lifting the anchor, the captain and his crew gathered one male and one female of each animal. They wanted to be sure that every kind of creature survived the storm. When the rain finally stopped, not one patch of ground was visible anywhere. The captain and his crew stood on the deck, amazed by all the water. A pod of dolphins swam alongside the boat. In the distance, the clouds parted to reveal a blue sky. The captain knew that they couldn't live in the boat forever, so he found Raven, the smartest bird of all birds. "Mr. Raven," captain said, "I need to talk with you." The captain spoke with the Raven with respect because that he wanted Raven to do was serious. "I need to leave the boat and fly until you find dry ground. When you do, bring back a tree branch so I know you have found land. The place we come to rest will be our new home." "Caw, caw," said Raven, agreeing to do the dangerous and important job. For days, Raven flew over water, but he found no land. By the fifth day, he noticed the water was going down. Below him, he saw a small patch of dry ground. On the seventh day, Raven saw a large mountain rising from the water. He flew toward it. He was very tired by now. He wanted to rest. He landed. He found a cave in the side of the mountain. Raven was a very curious bird, so he hopped quietly from spot to spot until he was inside. In the darkness, he saw a group of people huddled around a small fire. A man saw him and offered, "Raven, come here, share a fire. We have stored plenty of wood. You're welcome to join me and my family." Raven hopped to the fire and spread his tired wings to warmth. "Tell us, Raven," said the man, "where do you come from?"
"Caw, caw, 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 caw," said Raven, eager to share his story.
The people around the fire just stared at him, unable to understand. But the man nodded. He was a wise healer and knew the language of animals. "When you have rested, take this deerskin to your master. He must know that others have survived the storm." The man took a piece of coral from the fire and traced an outline with his hands into the deerskin. "When he sees this, he will know you found us."
Something's wrong.
After a short nap, Raven began the long trip back to the boat. He was excited to share his news. For 7 days, he flew as the sun continued to dry the waters from the earth. When Raven had been away for the week, the captain decided to send the dove out to find land. He feared the raven might not return. The bare tips of many mountains were now visible, but he saw no place to land the large boat. 3 days later, Dove returned with an olive twig. They had found their new home. Finally, Raven found the boat, and he was very tired. The boat had come to a rest of the rocks, a big mountain far from where Raven had been. As the waters formed into lakes and rivers, the land below came fertile land. The animals all had wobbly legs for being on the boat so long. They were happily wobbling onto dry land.
Caw, caw,
said Raven. He dropped the deerskin on Captain's feet. You crazy bird, said Captain. Dove found a new home for us days ago. Where have you been? Captain bent down to pick the deerskin. He saw the freshly drawn outline of a hand. We are not alone, said the captain. He danced in a circle. We are not alone! The captain bent down to Raven and whispered, Thank you, wise bird. But this must remain our secret. If the others know, they'll will want to leave to find the other people. I am too tired to travel farther, and this is our new home. I can feel it. We must stay here. Raven knew the captain was a very wise man.
Caw, caw, said Raven, agreeing.
So Captain and his crew, each wife and children, settled the new land. Their crops grew and the harvest was plentiful. The animals multiplied and filled the land. Everyone was happy. Raven kept his promise and secret. He talked of the dove as a hero who discovered their new home. But in his heart, Raven knew they were not alone. He knew his discovery was also very special. The end.